Internet war, should it scare us or is it scaremongering? This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The Obama administration, like the Bush team before it, has talked a great deal about the need to strengthen our ability to fend off attacks that target U.S. computers. How much should we worry, really? Yesterday, we heard from James Lewis at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He's just written a new report that concludes there's no chance another country or terrorist group will launch a major cyber attack against the U.S. anytime in the near future. Still, Lewis believes U.S. defenses against an internet-based attack on its military and government computers, power grids, and financial system are weak and need to be shored up to guard against future threats. So now here's part two of our interview. U.S. systems get probed a lot, and there's been some minor attacks, of course, but absent any evidence that there's ever been a major cyber attack, I'm starting to wonder whether we hype this stuff too much, whether it's sort of like a Y2K bug kind of thing, especially when countries that might attack us, you know, have nuclear weapons, and, you know, what should we be more afraid of?
Yeah, that's a great point, in that Y2K is a good example of why we need to keep this in perspective. But just like the Chinese and the Russians have missiles with nuclear weapons pointed at the U.S., that doesn't mean they're going to use them, but it means we have to think about what would we do if they did use them? How do we defend ourselves or keep them from using them? We need to start asking the same questions about cyberspace. The other difference is that the defense here involves more than destruction. The biggest risk to the U.S. comes from espionage and the huge outflow of military secrets, high technology designs, the losses we've experienced on an economic level from espionage. And the good news is if we can come up with a way to defend ourselves against attack, we can probably also do something to help get the espionage problem under control.
What should the U.S. be doing right now that it is not?
The one thing that the U.S. hasn't done is sit down and do a serious calculation of what the best national defense might be. And if you think back to arms control, you know, in the 50s and the 60s, we had to sit down and say, here's some capabilities we could develop, but maybe we can trade them with the Soviet Union to get a more stable and a more secure system. We need to do that kind of calculation now for cyberspace. We also need to take a step back and say, most of the laws that we have that govern how the U.S. can operate in cyberspace to defend itself were written in the 70s and the 80s. They were written for a different kind of technology. We need to take a step back and ask, do our laws still do what we need to do when it comes to defense and protecting civil liberties?
What are the limitations placed on us by our current legal framework?
You know, the biggest limitation is the ability to monitor traffic, right? And the minute you say that, everyone thinks warrantless surveillance, and that's basically right. What if you could monitor traffic to look for malicious code, but you didn't look at content? We have that capability, but right now our laws don't distinguish between monitoring for malicious code and monitoring for content. They were written back in the old days when you couldn't do that. Do we want to have the kind of NORAD of cyberspace, but it isn't reading your email? And how could we persuade people to trust the government that it was doing that?
James Lewis monitors cyber war issues for the Center for Strategic and International Studies. That's a Washington-based think tank. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.